Okay, with me here is Dawu. Well, Dawu, you've been coming to me for almost like a couple of years.
Yeah, almost a couple of years, 20 months.
20 months, okay.
Yeah.
The reason I interview is for a couple of things. One, I heard that you just won a state final tournament.
Yes.
With your age,
yes.
Age group, okay.
Yes.
And then we also will talk about the common cold, because
yes.
I treated you quite a few times, especially in the beginning. When you first came, you were kind of immune deficient. Let's
mm-hmm.
talk about your victory.
Oh, yes.
This weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what kind of age group and who you defeat and
sure.
so forth? Yeah.
In the age group was the age group was 55. You had to be at least 55 to play in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really goes towards your state ranking, so you could get ranked in the state 1, 2, 3, or 4. Because last year I got ranked also. And the team that I played against, one of the gentlemen, he's the owner of a club here in Orange County, Ken Stewart, and he used to play world-class tennis against Pancho Gonzalez and people like that. Very good tennis player.
So is Larry Collins.
And Larry Collins, of course, was world-class tennis player who used to work out with Jimmy Connors and all that. And to me, the difference in the match was it was not so much the talent factor but the physical ability. How much can you hold up physically? And going into the match, this is the first time that I know of, and since I've come to you for treatments, that I felt that I really had it in me, that I could last as long as I wanted to, that I would not wear myself down, and that also my body would not cramp, and then that gave me the strength and especially the mental confidence that I could beat these people.
Mm.
And the score was very close. It was 6-4, 6-7, 6-4. 2.5 hours later, we finally beat them. So
okay.
This was the finals. We were victorious.
Well, I am also treating Larry. Larry doesn't come to me as often.
Yes.
Larry way too busy with expanding his business, okay?
Yes.
To me, he doesn't quite have the stamina you
yes.
do, okay?
Uh-huh.
However, in the beginning, when you guys compare in the beginning, you were much sicker.
Yes.
Tell
yes.
us what you used to do to compete. You compete for years. You are just one of those hard-driving tennis nuts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me what... we might, you know, refresh us. We interviewed you before. You said once before, what you used to do before you compete in a game.
Right. You know, the funny thing was, Dr. Tong, before I came to you, I felt this was all in my mind, though. I felt that I could compete. I felt that I was in shape, and I felt that I could last a long time in a match. But deep down inside, I knew I couldn't do that. Deep down inside, I knew that my body wasn't there. My immune system wasn't producing the right kind of energy that my body wanted to produce. I didn't quite have the energy, so I would overtrain myself. And so if I had played the same people, the same match if I had played 2 years ago, I for sure would have lost in 2 sets. And if it had lasted 3 sets, either I would have cramped, or I would have lost, or I would have come up with an excuse why I lost. But I would never have had the feeling that I have the ability within me to beat them physically. So the difference has been your treatments. And I think the difference has been that your treatments, the best thing I can say, the gift that you have given me, is that you've given me my body back. And my body produces everything that my mind says produce. And that gives me the strength and the mental fortitude to go out and play these tournaments.
Well, let me just remind a few points that I recall. Number one, you told me that prior to any match, you had to sleep for a little bit.
Yes.
For how long?
Yes. Prior to match, I used to, by the time 3 o'clock in the afternoon would come, I would have no energy, literally.
Mm.
So I would have to take a 2-hour nap or a 3-hour nap just to gather some energy.
Mm-hmm.
At that time also, my legs, I don't know if you remember, my legs used to be so cold. You remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
you wear long johns.
Yeah.
In the summer.
In summer, I would be wearing long johns. And
how can this be a tennis, tournament player.
Right. An athlete, yeah. And he used to tell me that, don't worry, I'll fix this. I said, no. I said, I've had this for 30 years. How are you going to fix this? I've always had cold legs.
Yeah.
And now, literally, I can walk outside during winter without, you know, with just shorts on.
Oh, shorts.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The best thing that I can say, Dr. Tong, the best gift you've given me is you've given me my health and my body back.
Mm.
No amount of money can buy that. You've given me the greatest gift that anybody human being wants, and not until you lose it do you realize
exactly.
You lost it.
Well, actually, Dawu, you are actually a motivation for me.
Uh-huh.
And I am so much better now, but I'm going to catch up with you.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be, you know, get back all my, I'm going to get treatment for my kids so that I can
there
be,
you
know, right now
there
I played tennis 6 months ago, one game will destroy me for the whole week.
Oh,
I'll
sure.
be sore. Okay.
Sure.
Now I can play 5 days.
Right.
So that's just a no.
Right.
Also, you used to have a lot of cramps.
Yeah. The cramping, the funny part to me has been that I felt that the cramping had to do with lack of salt or lack of potassium or had to do with lack of calcium. You know, there are many reasons why one cramps. And the cramps usually began if I went into a very intense match and with heat and all that. And you had correctly said that it was not a salt-related problem because, yes, ultimately the body is losing salt, but you cannot put external salt into your body. Your body has to produce the salt or take organic food that will produce the salt.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you've opened up the channels in my body where the blood flows and the proper nutrients flow into my body. So literally, this very same people that I used to play a year ago that used to wait for me to fall apart... They don't wait anymore because I ain't falling apart.
You are waiting for them to fall apart.
I'm waiting for them to fall apart. That's exactly what happened in this match.
Yeah.
They were waiting for me to fall apart. Now no cramps. I play full out. I take care of myself. And I have great mental strength knowing that I can finish what I start. That's the best I can say. I finish what I start with the same energy.
Well, number one, I want to correct what you were lacking. Is not the salt or mineral, but rather your life.
Really?
Your life was not connected totally to all your muscles.
Really?
You know, I treated a world-class athlete recently. He's a trainer, okay?
Uh-huh.
Bulky, male model, but he slopped over. He had no strength. But you see all the muscle mass.
Yes.
But no life.
Isn't that something?
So the physical body have nothing unless you get that life there.
Right.
And your life was not totally connected to your body.
So that's the chi energy.
That's
the
right.
The chi energy was
the
not
mental
totally
energy.
Connected. Really?
Yeah, the healing energy.
Really?
Okay. And number two, Larry. Larry Larry Collins used to be a quarterfinalist in Wimbledon.
Oh, sure.
And in fact, he won a international title beating an opponent who beat Arthur Ashe the year before.
Oh, my.
For the African title. He
right,
showed me
South
that.
South Africa, yes.
Well, he gave a very fantastic compliment. He said, wow, Dawu, he is strong.
Oh,
and
my.
His serve is incredible, you know.
Oh, my.
The difference between he and you, I played with both you guys before, he's very good control, but he was just way too busy.
Yes.
He was not willing to commit and take his time to go into the game like you do.
Right.
So as a result, right now, you are just so much... I mean, you can beat people 20 years old.
Yes.
Easily.
Yeah, no, yeah, I feel that way, Dr. Tong. And the thing was, as I mentioned to you when I first came to you, that I take a long time to study a person and see if they're the right person.
Right.
Once I recognize that you're the right person, that you're the right doctor with the right technique, then I commit fully. Then there's no holding back. That's just my nature, that
you
I commit fully.
You're one of the few that does every single thing I tell you to do.
Yes, yes. And
I know you don't regret it.
No, not one bit. And because I asked Larry, that you mentioned Larry, 3 months ago I said to Larry, don't question Dr. Tong, because he is in it more for healing you than any other aspect, and you have to listen to the healer. And he has listened, and he's getting much better.
Well, he actually did, because in the beginning, he was skeptical about the homeopathic.
Uh-huh.
But once I've convinced him on it, oh, he could not go 2 days without it.
Right.
One day he came in here. He said, "Oh, you ain't gonna be here in this afternoon. I'm out of my homeopathic."
Yes.
Okay. He sounded like he was the end of the world.
Yes, I have
before,
to have
two, 3 weeks ago, he won't touch the stuff.
About
okay.
Any part of it. Yeah.
But what it did was give him so much energy that he was able to handle all his business.
Wow.
And he expanded.
Fantastic.
And he bought a warehouse and he really expanded.
Oh, he's really.
So he's very, very happy.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. So I cannot thank you enough, my friend. I sincerely mean that.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about another aspect. Right now we have this Sydney flu that devastated the whole world.
Yes.
This is a really bad epidemic. You know, it's supposed to be vicious and also lasts a long time.
Yes.
And most of my patients don't get sick. If they get sick, they get over quickly.
Yes.
Can you share with us some of your experience with earlier part of the time that I treat you, that you have frequent colds.
Yes.
So what did my treatment do for your colds?
The best way I can explain that, Dr. Tong, is that initially when I used to come to you, I used to feel that there was somehow like an emptiness in the middle of the pit of my stomach. There always seems to be an emptiness there.
Right.
And in order to fill the emptiness, you go eat extra food or you go find, you know, you do extra things in order to to feed that part of you. And I always felt there was something missing in me, but I couldn't quite put a finger on what was missing in me.
The missing was the life.
Ah, okay. See, I didn't have any word for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So when winter came, I just knew it was a matter of time that I would wear down and that emptiness in me would expand even more and turn into a cold or turn into a flu.
Mm.
Ever since your treatments, especially when I came to you for several months, the emptiness has now gone away. Mm. It's been replaced by no other word than I feel very warm and strong inside.
Mm.
So when something like a disease or a flu comes before me, I know I have all the tools to fight it, and I simply it does not approach me. It does not affect me the same way. So I think the change has been that something within me has connected. Like
right.
you said, the mind and the body have connected. Something with me has connected so that the emptiness is no longer there. And that's the best way I can explain that, that instead of...
That's your healing power.
Ah.
That's really your life.
Ah.
When a person is very... actually, it happened to me too. A few years ago, I was real sick.
Sure.
Every time I get real tired,
yes.
okay, somebody can cough at the end of the block.
Oh, boom, and you
know you're going to get something.
Absolutely.
But when you feel strong, like right now, people can cough
matter.
In my face.
Does not
and
matter.
I just don't bother me.
There you
okay,
go.
So it really that energy is how much this immune power you have.
Yes.
Okay. The conventional way of using vaccines, drugs, or genetic thing is an external interfering with the body.
Yes.
It's only the body's own healing power is best.
Yes.
In
I agree.
Any epidemic, no matter how severe, there's always more people that don't get sick
yes.
than people get sick.
Yeah.
And a strong one heal faster.
Sure.
Do you recall any detail on how fast your symptoms improve when you do have a... Did you remember in the beginning, do you have the...
In the beginning,
yeah.
Dr. Tong, it used to take me weeks to recover from something. In other words, when I first came to you, you pretty much healed me, but I went to the yin-yang effect because I would overdo things.
Mm.
Now, if I have a problem, I'd say no more than one treatment and bam, it's all taken care of. It's
even a cold, right?
Absolutely a cold. I mean,
yeah.
cold.
You haven't had a cold.
No, cold. I have not had a cold this year. Cold does not even bother me. Though. We don't even talk
you
about
You don't even
cold.
Know
no,
what that word means
no,
now.
No, no,
yeah.
no. We don't even talk about cold. We're beyond that point. I'm talking about physically like playing 4 hours of tennis a day and then feeling a little down.
Yes.
And then maybe like one time I played 21 days in a row, which
exactly.
any athlete will tell you, do not ever do that. You need
yeah.
rest in between.
Yeah, yeah.
I played 21 days in a row. Became a little tired, came to you, one treatment.
Competition, you're not
yes.
just playing.
I'm talking about at a world-class amateur competitive level, I played for 21
days in a row.
That's a lot.
And you used to sleep 2 to 3 hours.
Of course. I would not have lasted 3 days previously.
That's
but now
incredible.
It just seems like it can go on and on and on. It seems like the energy wants to regenerate itself.
Yes.
And the only way that I can really hurt myself now is to completely be foolish about life.
Well, let me tell you, the energy... come from all surrounding you.
Uh-huh.
The more open your channels are, the more you can absorb this energy.
Right.
So the more open you are, the more you're connected to the universal or the cosmic energy. And actually, you will get better luck plus more energy, everything. The Chinese call luck, money, energy, life, all is qi.
See, now, I have not shared this with you earlier, but recently my friend Julie and her mother were having a problem.
Yes.
And I was able to bring the two of them together,
yes.
made them sit down in one room and heal their relationship. I said, I will not have unhealed relationships around me. I will
yes.
have nothing unfinished around me. And
yes.
there's so much healing in the house. There's so much. You're 100% right. Everything you touch and seem to do has a healing attached to it.
Yeah.
It has a rightness attached to it that I did not have before.
This is one of the most gratifying things I see in you. In the beginning, you hold a lot of emotional toxic
yes.
to your parents.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But I am so happy that every time you tell me that you have completely, completely forgiven, not them, but everybody in the world.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. There's no single human being in my life that I hold any grudge against past 24 hours. No single human
that's
being.
Fantastic.
Alive. That's
fantastic. That's why you keep on this way, you will live beyond 100 and play tennis
and
all
play
the time.
Tennis.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Yeah, that's the important part. Well, this is so good to hear from somebody. Every time I see you, I just get energy from seeing your improvement.
No. My friend, you are a great gift to this world, and
yeah.
I say this for no other reason you are a great gift to this world, and I really hope that more people think the way you do, because the medical profession needs to think healing and not money.
Unfortunately, that's not the case.
No.
Yeah, we know this. This
yeah.
is just the opposite. You know,
yes.
that's exactly why we have all these problems.
Sure. And I'm a businessman, and I know how business people think.
Everybody wants
but
some money,
bad.
But
yes.
do it the right way.
That's it.
Do it producing some good.
Good for the other person.
Not just to earn money for the sake of money.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we will update you. I don't think we need to update you anymore.
Right.
You are so healthy.
Right.
Anyway, okay.
We'll
thank
talk
you.
Again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.